When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to Crop Metcalf. Do that today. Charles Davis will join us, analyst for the NFL on CBS. He called Steelers Commanders this past weekend, so it'll be good to talk to him. But right now, it's time to hit the skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Then grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day? Just in case, sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
Hmm. I just saw the Cakes beat me in the Johnny League fantasy. All I needed was like 40 yards from A-Chan last night. Couldn't do it.
He had a rough outing.
Couldn't do it.
It's been pretty good this year.
I barely pay attention to that league. I know you barely pay attention to that league.
Yeah, it's way down on my priority list.
You're 5-5. I'm 6-4.
Yeah, we're both pretty meh from the sound of it in that league.
All right,
so you
guys.
Need like three more yards.
Basically, 30, I mean, I don't know exactly, but I lost them by like a point or two. But I had a, you know, when they give you those probability charts, I had a probability of winning when the night started.
Yeah.
A terrible game last night.
Those probabilities, sometimes they mean nothing.
Right.
Those percentages.
Forgive me.
What's up with hit the skins? What's the Ricky?
I don't know. What's the lead?
Yeah. It's got to be B-Rob.
How so?
Who's going to be joining us later today here on the Junks.
I mean, I just think it's kind of critical.
9 o'clock.
Look, I like Eckler. I like him a lot. But he's not someone now that you want to give the ball to, you know, more than...
He's not
in the run game.
He's not a lead
14,
back.
15 times.
He's a really good guy that you give 8 or 9 carries to and 4 or 5 receptions, 4 or 5 targets per game. But he shouldn't be your lead back.
Yeah. Met his wife on Saturday night. She's very nice. She was one of the judges for the DC's Dancing Stars Gala.
She's like a reality person, right?
Yeah.
What's her deal?
I mean, she was featured on Netflix. No, she was featured on Netflix because... She was a dancer with her sister and became like huge TikTok stars. And then her sister got into this cult.
All right.
Did she consult with one drab t-shirt?
Believe the Netflix special is called something like Dancing for the Devil, with the Devil.
All right.
And then they, you know, kind of like lost contact with the sister.
Let's stay away from those cults. That's my sage word of advice.
If you know it's a cult, the trick with cults is sometimes you don't know it's a cult.
Yeah, I don't think that they would call it a cult.
Right. Well...
She just has a sister who she basically lost contact with.
Unless you're listening to the band The Cult, Jason, from back in the day. They're
the
pretty
cult.
Good, kind of underrated.
All right, obviously, huge game this week, just a couple days away. Commanders now 7-3. They were coming off a 3-game winning streak, had won 7 of the last 8 before the loss to the Steelers. And, of course, the Eagles are 7-2. Game's going to be at Lincoln Financial Field. Battle for the NFC East. I'll just give you a few nuggets on the game. First of all, the Commanders, believe it or not, lead the all-time series versus the Eagles, 88-84-5. Unfortunately, Eagles have won 11 of the previous 14 matchups.
It's a pretty good streak.
They've got the better of us, you know, in the last, I guess, 7 years or so. Jahan Dotson, the revenge game for him, Cakes. We touched on that earlier, and we looked up his stats. He has 8 receptions for 98 yards. What a coup for Adam Peters to unload him.
Those are great stats for one game.
Yeah, right.
I think the big thing to keep your eye on, and Gonzalez kicked fine, but Will Siebert be ready?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
They said he wouldn't have practiced yesterday, and will Lattimore step in? Wouldn't have practiced yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think both those guys are going to be out. Good news, I think, for B-Rob. Cakes and I have a $2 bet on it. I think B-Rob's going to play, finally. He would have been a limited participant. I think they're slowly trying to bring him up to speed. They could certainly use him. Everybody talked about how they miss B-Rob.
Yeah, definitely.
Of course, opposite them, you're going to be facing Saquon. And I'm going to hear Jason all week talk about how great Saquon is.
Well, he is.
he's almost 1,000 yards.
Let me ask you this. Would you like to have him?
Sure, he's great. He's a great player.
Yeah. But I will say like this. Joe Shane would like to have him. Yeah. Brian Dable would like to have him.
Although his numbers might be, they wouldn't be as good.
No, but they would like to have him still.
Sure.
Instead of facing him twice a year.
Sure.
Here's the thing with Saquon. I mean, I've seen all the spectacular stuff, and I think he's got he can do everything. But in our history against him, he is a bit overwhelming. In 9 career games against Washington, Barkley has rushed for 794 yards, just 4 touchdowns. He's averaging 88 yards per game.
He's had some really big games.
Yards per game,
and he's had a couple duds.
Is that
he's
just had a couple rushing, duds. Or is that
That's
rushing?
Just rushing. He also
every RB is going to have a couple duds. But I would say this: his numbers would be much better if he was playing for the Eagles that entire time.
Yeah, and also 88 rushing yards per game over a pretty big sample size that's a good number.
Okay, yeah. It's not like it's Travis Henry.
Hold on, is that four?
Not like Derrick Henry, but...
Yeah, Derrick Henry.
Yeah. I mean,
is that four total touchdowns or is that just rushing?
No, 4 rushing. He also has 4 receiving touchdowns.
Okay, so he's got 8.
And he's got 39 career catches in 9 games. So whatever that is, it's about a little over 4.2 or something catches.
It's not overwhelming.
He's fine, but again, I don't think it's not like... listen, I think he's probably going to the Hall of Fame, but I don't think he's had some sort of Hall of Fame career against us. I think Daniel Jones has played better against us. But
I just think it's been easier for teams to kind of game plan just against Barkley.
Yeah, whereas maybe we'll see a different one.
Whereas now you've got so many other weapons when he's
now Cakes. I know you're big on this kind of thing, so it's a Jahan Dotson revenge game.
I do like revenge games.
It's also a Zach Ertz revenge game.
Oh, that's right, a Zach Ertz revenge game.
He spent his first 8.5 years of his career with the Eagles.
That is correct.
Just to give you a little, back then he wasn't necessarily catching it and just falling down.
He torched the Redskins back in the day in his prime.
Right.
Because I remember seeing some games where he would be catching like 10, 11, 12 balls per game against this team.
For lifetime for the Eagles, he has 579 receptions and 38 touchdowns.
Yeah. To look at his splits.
Do you want to know the FanDuel rushing yard prop numbers that they are out.
Yes.
Of course, it's a Thursday game, so they're going to be out. Saquon Barkley, 92.5.
Ooh, that's a big number.
Jalen Hurts, 39.5.
What is the number for Barkley?
For some reason, they don't have the wash. For Barkley, it's 92.5.
All right.
That's a big total.
Player receiving yards, Barkley is... rushing and receiving yards combined, Barkley's at 110.5.
Yeah, so they're expecting a healthy game from him. Mm-hmm. Like 85 to 90 yards rushing, another 25 or 30 receiving.
This is the biggest game of the season, right?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, pretty big.
Yeah.
So far. Now, it could change throughout the...
B-G-O-T-Y.
Jason's been saying that.
But it is the biggest game of the year.
I kept saying that the Steeler game was, it wasn't as big as this one. Not even close.
What I think mitigates it a little bit, though, is the next three. Like, if you had to predict the next 4... I'm just going to be blatantly just like try to be as unbiased as I could be. Let's say the Eagles are favored by 3.5. So you say we lose to the Eagles. I mean, things don't always happen the way they should, but we should beat the Cowboys. We should beat the Titans. We should beat the Saints.
Saints, I think, is going to be a tough one just because it's on the road. Look, I mean, the Falcons struggled against them this week. I think that'll be tougher than you think. I'm not saying Washington won't win.
I would pick us in those next three.
Probably be favored.
Yeah,
I mean, Saints game could be dicey, but they'll probably be favored.
If it played out the way it should, and it doesn't ever, but if it did, we would be
10-4.
Yeah, 10-4, then you got the Eagles, Falcons, and Cowboys to close it out.
Yeah, but the Eagles are a good team too. So having a game on them in the division and a head to head means a hell of a lot
huge.
If you're trying to win the division.
Hell
especially
yeah.
You host
the
playoff game.
Listen, you got the road game first.
The division, in my opinion, and Drav and I were talking about this a little bit. Maybe we can open up for callers later. That's like a gravy thing.
Helps your seeding though.
It does.
Right?
It
so
does.
Like right now, you're the sixth seed. You're going to face a much tougher team than if you win the division.
You would rather host the game.
Of course. But I'm still trying to take the long perspective. Like, we've kind of stumbled onto this season.
I get it.
Anything we get here is great.
Because you didn't expect what was happening.
We expect to potentially win 10 or 11 games and win the NFC East.
Agreed.
It was never on my radar.
But I think since you're in this situation now, now you have to start thinking,
all right,
let's win a division and host a game.
It'd be great if we could do it, but it's gravy.
Well, the Eagles.
I know you don't like that.
The Eagles play the Commanders, obviously, Thursday. And then they play the Rams on the road and the Ravens on the road. So those are two kind of tough, especially the Raven game.
I would love to see that Raven-Eagles game. Yeah. That'll be a good one.
So that's why, you know, that could be a loss for the Eagles, which certainly would help the Commanders if the Commanders could win this.
I think we're underdogs in this game. I'll be honest with you right now. I'm going to tell you right now on Tuesday, I'm going to pick the Eagles.
Okay.
Just because I'm just still, you know, uncomfortable about it.
Yep.
But I certainly think we can win. And I know the HTC guys are going to be pissed at me.
Should be a competitive game.
But if I had to bet money on the game, I would bet on the Eagles.
Yes, I
this is
agree.
One of the few times this year that I've said that.
Eagles win.
But it doesn't mean we can't win, and I'm going to be rooting for my boys
horse.
Okay, I'll be clapping loudly.
Yes, Eagles
as
have
you should.
Washington twice. They've got the Rams, Ravens, Steelers, Panthers.
I mean, okay. Outside of the Ravens.
And then they close at home with the Cowboys and Giants.
I mean, that
those are two wins.
That is a marshmallowy soft schedule.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a few tough spots. You said
the Steelers and the Ravens.
And the Ravens,
obviously,
but all those other games.
I think the Rams out there.
They're going to be favored in all of those other games.
But I think the close with the Cowboys and Giants kind of.
It's a nice landing spot.
Kind of forces Washington to sweep Philly if they wanted to win the division.
Right.
So what would you say of the next four? If you had to predict the next four, I think one of the local blogs did that. If you had to predict the next four, Eagles, Cowboys, Titans, Saints, what do we do? I'm saying we're going to go 3-1.
I'd agree with 3-1.
Okay.
3-1, huh? Yeah, I just think the Saints will be a little tougher than.
I'm going to say 2-2. They may drop one of those other.
I don't think they'll lose to Dallas or Tennessee.
But maybe we beat the Eagles. We definitely could beat the Eagles.
If they beat the Eagles, it's 3-2.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
One.
Well,
possibly 4-0.
Possibly, yeah.
Potentially.
Right. I'm not mitigating how big the game is. It is a massive game, Valdez. But I'm just saying it's gravy. That's
right,
my perspective.
Coming up later in the show, we will talk to Brian Robinson. Hopefully he'll be a participant in that game. He's going to join us coming up at 9. Next, Charles Davis, analyst for the NFL on CBS. He'll join us on the Junks.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.